With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the American military blockade of Iranian ports has begun. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The blockade is underway as part of the president's effort to force Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world.
All of this comes following a failure over the weekend by the U.S. and Iran to reach an agreement to end the war that has gone on for more than 6 weeks. In the meantime, a fragile ceasefire remains in place. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump was asked about posting an image of himself as a saint-like healer, seemingly comparing himself to Jesus Christ.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better.
By midday Monday, the image had been taken down from Truth Social. And speaking at the White House, the president claimed that he never intended to liken himself to Jesus when he posted the picture. Hungarian election winner Péter Magyar says he would talk to Russian President Vladimir Putin but won't initiate contact. He spoke Monday after defeating Putin ally Viktor Orban. Magyar says he would ask Putin to end the killing in Ukraine and plans to review Hungary's Russian energy contracts and renegotiate them if needed. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 301 points, the Nasdaq rose 280, the S&P 500 advanced by 69. This is SRN News. Abortion pills are infiltrating pro-life states, correspondent Mike Harrington reports.
According to research by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, some 91,000 women living in states where abortion is banned or restricted ended their pregnancies last year by using abortion drugs they obtained through the mail. Institute spokesman Michael New tells the Christian Post, quote, telehealth abortions are weakening the strong pro-life laws that many states passed after the Dobbs decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is accustomed to criticism from Democrats and other liberals, but now his most influential American critic doesn't live here but at the Vatican. The first American pope has directly assailed the American president over the war in Iran, declaring it truly unacceptable. Never before has the relationship between Washington and the Vatican revolved around two Americans. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The spring home buying season is off to a sluggish start.
The National Association of Realtors reports used home sales fell in March to their slowest pace in 9 months. Easing mortgage rates and more properties on the market failed to motivate home shoppers during what's traditionally the housing market's busiest time of the year. Existing home sales fell 3.6% last month from February. Sales also fell 1% compared to March of last year. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The administration has revoked Obama-era off-cycle credits that encourage automakers to install automatic start-stop systems that effectively ends the widespread use of the unpopular technology. Oil holding more or less steady, up $2 or $3 a barrel today, but on Wall Street, investors remained optimistic. The Dow closed up by 301 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.